Well, we have been following the fire's effects on homelessness, and spring is usually an important time for those providing shelter services. For many counties across California, spring means the numbers from the 2019 homeless point-in-time count are starting to roll in, but not in Butte County, which had to delay its count due to the deadly campfire. KQED's Michelle Wiley reports.
At the Jesus Center in Chico, a few people are sitting on the front steps in the sunshine. Some are hanging out and chatting, while others head inside for intake interviews with staff to assess their needs. It's one of the few shelters in the area, and even before the campfire happened last November, Butte County was struggling to find solutions for its growing homeless population, especially when it comes to housing.
There was approximately 2% vacancy before the fire, now there's none.
That's Laura Cuzzona, executive director of the Jesus Center.
We don't have enough shelter beds, and we don't have enough permanent housing for people who are currently unhoused. So you add the fire, and you bring the rough estimates here, and just in Chico is about 20,000 more people living here than were there before, and they're still doubled up. They're still in RVs here and there, sleeping in their cars, as well as some who have found housing.
It's hard to determine exactly how bad the problem is without the point-in-time count, a tally of the homeless population that happens every other year and helps determine things like federal grant funding. The count is supposed to take place in January, but at the time, Butte County was still trying to recover from the deadliest fire in California history. So they got an extension, did their homeless count in March, and now they're slowly going through the results. In part because they know all eyes are on them. Jennifer Griggs is the homeless coordinator for the county.
We know a lot of people are looking for this number and this information. And since we did ask questions about campfire and some social services and things like that, it's extremely important for us to put out a final, complete report that is accurate.
Craig says it was hard to capture the exact number of campfire survivors in the count.
Many survivors don't think of them as homeless. They may be living in a trailer and that's their home.
But if it's not hooked up to utilities, it still falls under the Department of Housing and Urban Development's definition of homeless. Something she understands because after flash floods wrecked her house in February, Griggs falls under that definition too, so she had to fill out the point-in-time survey.
It was very difficult. It was emotional to take a survey and be putting on paper and saying, then I'm meeting these requirements of being homeless, because I don't feel that. I just feel that I've got a home in disrepair and I'm just kind of long-term camping.
Greg says for many first-time homeless, like herself and survivors of the fire, it can be tough to admit what's going on.
To even say that I am homeless and I may need some services and help because I don't want to be put in that category a lot.
Butte County plans to release the results of the count in June. For NSPR News, I'm Michelle Wiley.